奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天晚上用当手拿神的杖的时候做题目跟大家来查考。
Tonight, I'd like to use the topic when the rod of God is at your hand for mutual encouragement.
这是要根据我们读经进度以赛亚书第十章，跟大家来分享这里面的教训。
I'd like to share with you the teachings from Isaiah chapter 10, which is according to our Bible reading schedule.
当我们在读以赛亚书第十章的时候，最明显的一个字眼就是神的棍跟神的杖。
So while we're reading chapter 10 of Isaiah, the two phrases or two words that appear most often is the rod and the staff of God.
那这个杖跟棍啊，在这第十章里面呢，它都会有说明。
So in chapter 10, we can find explanation to the rod and staff.
那么这个我们在读圣经的时候，当我们看到这个字眼一直出现的时候，我们一定要想，它到底要告诉我们什么信息？它不是在告诉我们一个历史，它告诉我们一个教训。
When we see the reappearing of certain words, we must think to ourselves, what is the teaching that this passage is to teach us?
那这个杖，这个棍子，被一个人拿着，但是这个人后来被神处罚了。
The staff was held by someone's hand, but in the end, this person was punished by God.
而且处罚得很惨。
He was severely, harshly punished.
那这里面第十章，他提到说，为什么神要用这根杖？
Chapter 10 explains why God used this rod.
在圣经里面，
staff,
这个杖的问题呢，是从旧约到新约一直都会出现的。
So the problem or this word staff reappears from the Old Testament till the New Testament.
我们很熟悉的，一开始在新约圣经里面，你看到牧羊人都有一个牧羊杖。
We are very familiar with that. In the New Testament, all the shepherds hold a staff.
你看摩西，他本来在牧羊。
You can see how Moses was a shepherd.
他本来手里拿一根牧羊杖。
He held a staff.
后来他被神选召的时候，他那一根牧羊杖后来就变成神的杖。
So later, when he was chosen by God, his shepherding staff became the staff of God.
那他这个杖啊，很重要，这个可以行神迹。
The staff was very important, for it can perform miracles.
可以显出神差遣他的权柄。
It can manifest the authority which God has sent him with.
所以那根杖啊，伸出去让海红海分开。
Therefore, when he reached, stretched out the staff, the Red Sea divided.
但是这个杖最后也让摩西没办法进迦南地。
But this was also the very staff that caused Moses not being able to enter into the land of Canaan.
因为当他手里拿着神的杖的时候，他使用不当。
Because he misused the staff of God.
那最后他就因着这个杖也受亏损。
And so in the end, he suffered loss because of that staff.
所以你看，从第十章以赛亚书十章，你能看到亚述他是神手中的一根杖。
Therefore, from chapter 10 of Isaiah, we can see how Assyria is a staff in the hand of God.
那这个亚述是被神所用的，神的一个工具。
Assyria was a tool used by God.
然后他手里也拿了一根神的杖，叫做恼怒的杖。
And in its hand also hold a staff, which is a staff of indignation.
我们看以赛亚书十章第五节。
That's read Isaiah chapter 10, verse 5.
十章第五节说，亚述是我怒气的杖，手中拿我恼恨的杖。
Verse 5, woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger, and the staff in whose my hand my indignation.
这里说亚述这个国度，这个国家是神怒气的杖。
Here says Assyria is a rod of God's anger.
是因为神对百姓发怒之后所兴起来的那个国家。
It is a nation which had arise due to God's wrath against the Israel nation.
然后这个国家亚述，他手里面就拿了一根神愤怒的杖。
And this kingdom Assyria in its hand holds a rod of anger.
那这个杖是要神特别交代他们要去攻击那个亵渎的国民。
God had instructed Assyria to strike against the ungodly nation.
第六节说，要愤怒他攻击我所恼怒的百姓。
Verse 6, I will send it against an ungodly nation.
然后要他们去抢财为掳物，夺货为掠物，将他们践踏像街上的泥土一样。
And to seize the spoil, to take away the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets.
所以从这两节圣经，我们就看到这个杖，人本来就可能成为神的杖，就是神所使用的工具。
So from these two verses, we can see that how men can become the staff of God, that we may become God's tool.
包括 国家也有可能是神的工具
including a country may also become God's tool.
然后这个国家里面这个王，他手上拿神恼恨的杖，就是神给他能力、权柄，可以去修理神所要修理的人。
And the king holding the rod of God's anger means God had given him the authority to punish whoever he deems fit.
那所以在这里我们就看到这个杖就有不同意思了。
So we can see there are different definitions to this word rod.
那其实在希伯来文里面，这个杖本身也有带着支派的意思。
And so in the Hebrew text, this word staff also means tribe.
对，就是 tribe, branch, 就是以色列各支派，这个支派这个字眼跟这个杖是一样的字。
Or that the word, the term tribe, the Israel tribes, has the same meaning as the word staff.
那因为这个以色列这个支派，他们每一个支派都有一个领导人，那领导人都手中有一根杖。
Each of the Israel tribes, the leaders all hold a staff in their hand.
所以每一根杖都成为那个支派的代表，所以那个杖都有他们支派的名字。
Therefore, those staffs have become the representation of that tribe, and each of the tribe has carved the staff is carved with their name.
所以那个杖后来就成为一种权柄的象征。
So that staff has become a resemblance of authority.
我们知道这个杖现在在我们的生活当中其实也很普遍的。
We know that staff is very prevalent in our life today.
这个杖可能跟我们的工作有关系，就像牧羊人，他要拿一根杖。
It could be related to our work, just like a shepherd who holds a staff.
这个杖可能也跟我们的生活有关系。
It may be useful to our life.
就像老年人行动不方便拿拐杖。
And just like how the elderly may need to walk with a staff.
才不会跌倒，可以帮助老人行走。
So that will support their way of walking.
那这个杖也跟我们的安全有关系。
And the staff may also has to do with our security, our safety.
所以主耶稣派门徒出去传福音的时候，跟他们说，你们有时候不用带杖，但是有时候要带杖。
And so, therefore, when Lord Jesus sent his disciples out to preach, he said, sometimes you need to bring your staff, while other times you do not.
马太福音第十章一开始，那里神主耶稣跟门徒说，你们出去传福音，往以色列家民事羊那里去。你们不用带杖，手上不用带杖，没有关系。
In Matthew chapter 10, when Lord Jesus sent his disciples out to the lost household of Israel, he told them not that they did not need to bring a staff with them.
不要带是不要带另外的，所以他们本来行路的时候，他们就拿一支杖是为了安全，他们可以防身。
So usually when they go out and travel, they would bring a staff, for the sake of safety.
那所以杖也可以当作武器来防身，也可以当帮助我们走路的时候方便行走。
Therefore, staff can also be used as a weapon or to help us walk more easily.
所以说主耶稣告诉门徒说要带杖跟不要带杖，就看这个杖是用来做什么。
Therefore, when Lord Jesus said to bring or not to bring your rod, it depends on what the rod is used for.
那我们都知道这个杖跟教育也有关系。
We also know the staff or rod has to do with education.
所以箴言说要用杖责打孩童。
Therefore, Proverbs tells us that we need to teach and discipline our children with the
rod. 那这个孩童就可以走当行的路，到老他都不会偏离神的法则。
So that your child may walk on the right path and they will never stray away from God's word.
所以这个杖跟教导有关系，要让人走在神的道路上。
So the rod it has to do with discipline so that men may walk on the right path of God.
保罗也曾经提到说，他到哥林多教会去的时候，他希望说他不要带着神的刑杖去了。
Paul also said once that when he goes to the church of Corinth, he wishes not to bring a rod of wrath with him.
那是在哥林多前书四章的二十一节里面讲的。
This is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 21.
他是因为他带着那个杖去，就是要去惩罚的。
Because bringing the rod means he is there to exercise punishment.
所以要教育这些让那些信徒可以了解神的真理。
He is to discipline and teach the members who know the truth and teachings of God.
那当然，这个杖也有可能是一种武器。
So today, the rod may also be a weapon.
所以有时候你看他们上战场去的时候拿杖。
Therefore, when they go into the battle, they may carry rods with them.
但是最重要的，这个杖代表神的权柄。
But most importantly, this rod represents the authority of God.
所以当神差遣一个人的时候，通常都会给他手中有杖。
Therefore, when God sends out His workers, they would hold the hand, the staff in their hand.
这是为什么神派摩西出去要见法老的时候，肯特别跟他这样说：“你要手里拿着，我是给你那个杖。”这个杖就变成神的杖了。
This is the reason why God sent Moses to meet Pharaoh. He also sent him with his rod in his hand.
在今天很多的场合里面，你看到一个掌权的人，他通常都有一根杖。
In many of the circumstances today, you may also see those who are in power will also hold a rod in their hand.
你看那个天主教的教宗啊，他就有一根杖嘛哈。
If you look at the Pope, he also holds a rod.
你看那个，其实在这个 政治场合里面他们也有账啊。
Or any of
the 法官啊，或者是议会的议长，他们都有账。
Or many of the political figures, whether the judge or the senators, many of them hold a rod.
所以这个账跟权柄就跟统治有关系。
So this rod or staff has to do with power and
所以账在圣经里面本来也是有很多意思的。
So we also know the word staff also has many different meanings in the Bible.
可是我们从以赛亚书第十章，我们看到这里，这个亚述是神的杖，表示这个是变成神使用的工具。
However, when we come to Isaiah, when we see that Assyria is the rod of God, it means that this Assyria, this rod, is the tool of God.
如果这个是这个被神使用的工具，如果是听神命令的，照神的意思去做的，那么他就可以执行神的权柄。
This rod which listens to the word of God can be one who exercises the judgment of God.
那他可以来执行神的工作的时候，他可以得到神的祝福。
And when he carries out the work of God, it can also be blessed by God.
所以这个杖就可以变成帮助他的，是让他处处可以顺利。能够在执行神的工作的时候，可以顺利的完成教会的使命。
And therefore, this rod will become a helper to this person. He will be able to accomplish God's work.
但是以赛亚书第十章里面看到这亚述这一根杖他后来就违背了神当初给他所应该要做的工作的原来的旨意。
However, in Isaiah chapter 10, we can see how this rod of Assyria he has disobeyed God's original intent instruction.
所以当他违背神的命令的时候
，when he disobeyed God's instruction，
这个神反过来击打他。
So in return, God turned around and struck him.
神用另外一根杖来惩罚他。
God used another staff to strike him.
所以神的杖有可能变成惩罚的杖。
So today, the staff of God may become a staff of punishment.
因此在以赛亚书第十章这里面他主要重点在讲亚述这个国家是神所兴起来的也是要来执行神要带领百姓归回的主要目的。
Isaiah chapter 10, the key in this chapter is that God has arisen the nation of Assyria so it can become a tool for God.
那神兴起这一根杖的目的就是要让他的百姓能够归回。
The reason God arose this nation is so that his people may turn,return to him.
从第五节开始呢，一直到第十九节呢，他都在讲神用这一根杖亚述这个国度的目的，以及他后来超越了他神要他做的工作以后，他的结果。
And so from verse 5 to 19, we can see the purpose in which God had taken up this rod of Assyria and also the consequence of how Assyria had gone over his entrusted task.
然后第二十节就讲出神兴起这个亚述这根杖来击打百姓目的在哪里了。
So starting from verse 20, explains the purpose of God raising this rod of Assyria to strike against Israel.
第二十节说
Verse 20.
到那日，以色列所剩下的和雅各家所逃脱的，不再依靠那击打他们的，却要诚实依靠主以色列的圣者。
And verse 20, and it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as have escaped of the house of Jacob will never again depend on him who defeated them, but will depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth.
那个说不再依靠那击打他们的，那击打他们其实就是亚述啊。
So they will never again depend on him who defeated or struck them, and that refers to Assyria.
当时候犹大国、以色列国，他们拼命的想要去依靠亚述，但是亚述其实是要来攻打他们。
So at that time, the kingdom of Israel and Judah wanted to rely on Assyria, but Assyria wanted to conquer them.
然后第二十一节说，所剩下的就是雅各家所剩下的，必归回全能的神。
21 says, a remnant will return the remnant of Jacob to the mighty God.
神的用杖的目的就是要让百姓能够归向他。
The purpose God uses rod is so that the people may turn back to Him.
那神这个他这个对百姓发怒，其实是目的是要让他们回转，所以不是要把他们毁灭的。
And God's wrath burned against Israel so that they may return to them and not to destroy them.
所以二十四节开始呢，就说明了，这个神他特别说了哈，还有一点点的时候，我对你们的发怒就要完毕了，你们的这个灾祸就要过去了。
Starting from verse 24, God says that my wrath, there is only a little of my wrath left, and it shall pass very soon.
然后我要反过来修理这一根不听话的杖了。
I will turn around and punish this rod who had disobeyed me.
好，然后先看第二十六节。
That's verse 26.
万军的神要兴起鞭来攻击他，好像在俄利磐石那里杀戮米甸人一样。神的杖要向海伸出，把 杖举起像在埃及一样。
26, and the Lord of hosts will stir up a scourge of, for him like the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. As his rod was on the sea, so will he lift it up in the manner of Egypt.
好，那这个这里特别说神的杖要向海伸出，这个就是当时候摩西拿着神的杖分开红海 那件事情。
And his rod will stretch out to the sea, like how Moses stretched his rod out to the sea.
万军的神要兴起鞭来攻击，他说好像俄力磐石啊，那里杀戮米甸人一样，那个就是在四世纪第七章里面所记载的基甸当士师时候所发生的事情。
Here, when it says the Lord of hosts will stir up a scourge for him like the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb, this incident is recorded in Judges chapter 7.
那所以这里说神的杖，他其实就是要目的就是要惩戒百姓，让他们可以知道说啊，神要管教他们走错方向，要他们回转。
So the rod of God, the purpose, so he may punish and to remind the Israelites that they have walked on the wrong path and they must turn back to him.
为什么神需要这个刑罚的杖，兴起亚述来刑罚他们呢？
So why did God need to raise this rod of Assyria to punish the Israelites?
第十章的第一节到第四节。
Chapter 10, verse 1 to 4.
他还讲他们当时候的一个祸，他们当时候所做的错误的事。
Here describes all the mistakes and wrongs they have done.
但其实第十章的第一节到第四节，这里是从第九章接下来之后第四件，他们当时候百姓惹神发怒的一些作为。其中一个作为而已。
Chapter 10, verse 1 to 4 is a continuation of chapter 9, which describes the fourth thing, the fourth evil which the Israelites have done.
他们当时候让神大大的生气。
And they have caused great wrath to God.
所以如果从第九章的第十二节。
If we read chapter 9, verse 12.
他这里就有一句话说，虽然如此，神的怒气还未转消，他的手仍伸不缩。
And for all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still.
然后从第十，你看十二节，然后到十七节，啊，然后到第二十一节，啊，这个都是一样的描述。
And you can find the same description from verse 12 to 17 and to 21.
然后到了十章的第四节还是一样。
And the same thing until chapter 10, verse 4.
那这样就看出来了，当时候神为什么要兴起亚述成为他怒气的杖。
And for this, we can understand why God raised this rod of Assyria to become the rod of his anger.
他们当时候犯了四个错误，从这两章看来。
From these two chapters, we can learn they have committed four mistakes.
第一个错误就是第九章的第九节说。
And first is found in chapter 9, verse 9.
这众百姓就是以法莲和撒玛利亚的居民都要知道，他们凭骄傲自大的心说。
And verse 9, other people will know Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria who say in pride and arrogance of heart.
第十节说，砖墙塌了，我们却要凿石头建筑；桑树砍了，我们却要换香柏树。
The bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars.
我们看到的这个就是骄傲自大的罪。
And we can see this is a sin of pride and arrogance.
他们不认为说这个砖墙倒了是神的惩罚，他们没有去反省他们的错误，反过来说没有关系，我们还会把它重建起来，建得更坚固。
And they did not reflect or repent the fact that the bricks had fallen down, yet they were prideful in their heart, saying they will rebuild it.
啊，结果神就兴起那个立训的敌人哦，就是这个就是其实要兴起亚述来攻击以色列。
And so God will raise the enemy to punish them, which is Assyria.
啊，然后到了第二。从十三节开始啊，到十七节呢，这个是他们当时犯的第二个错误了，第二个罪。
So, from verse 13 to 17 is the second mistake they have committed.
他们被神处罚了哈，他们还没有归向神，他们心里面没有寻求万军的神。
Though they were punished by God, they have not still turned back to God.
为什么他们没有归向
？So why have not repented?
因为他们硬心。
For they were stubborn.
被打了还是？不会醒悟。
And they were stricken, but they have not woken up.
那他们的硬心跟当时候教导他们的人有关系。
So their stubbornness has to do with the ones who were leading and teaching them.
哦，所以神就说，一日之间就要把那个头跟尾，就是尊贵人长老以及谎言教导人的先知，都把它剪除。
So here says the Lord will cut off the head and tail from Israel, palm branch and bulrush in one day, and all the elders and honorable.
所以。第十六节说，因为引导百姓的使他们走错了路。
16, for the leaders of his people caused them to err.
然后被引导的也必败亡。
And those who are led by them are destroyed.
所以今天就我们看出了这个在做领导的人的 角色非常重要的。
Today we know the roles of leadership is very important.
如果引导错误，那被引导人通通一起败亡。
So if the leaders go astray, then those who are led are will also be destroyed.
但是那个败亡的人哦，就没有办法再去抗议说啊，实在是很冤枉，被那个人带错了。
But those who are being led astray, who are led to destruction, will not have the chance to complain, or to grumble.
因为那个时候已经太晚了。
Because that would already be too late.
所以为什么说我们要凡事要从圣经里面去看
？And this is why we need to go back to the Bible all the time.
因为被引导人走错路的是有祸的。
And for woe to those who lead people astray.
但是被引导的跟着走错也是败亡。
But those who are led and also led into destruction.
如果我们能够分辨的话，我们就不会跟着走错路了。
And if we're able to discern ourselves, then we will not be led astray.
所以如果我们对真理了解，我们就知道什么叫做什么是正路应该要跟随，什么是错误的要防备。
If I have a clear understanding of the truth ourselves, then we would know what is the truth and what is a false teaching.
就是因为他们这个硬心，然后也偏离真理，所以呢，最后你看他们的结果就是第十七节说的，个人都是亵渎的，行恶的，个人的口都是说愚妄的话的。
And because of stubbornness and they're going astray, in 17 says, for everyone is hypocrite and an evil doer, and every mouth speaks folly.
那他们这样子的罪呢，就引起神的愤怒了。
And all these sins have aroused the anger and wrath of God.
这对我们来说，我们要非常小心。
So this is a warning for us to heed.
因为这我们每一个人都可能犯在我们身上的。
Because we all may commit this mistake.
我们的口是不是会说出亵渎的话？我们的手是不是变成作恶的人呢？
Whether our mouth were speak words of hypocrisy and whether we will be an evil doer.
我们一定要回到真理里面，让我们的心地柔软啊，能够领受神的话语，那我们就知道什么是对，什么是错。
So we must return to the Bible so our hearts may be meek and to understand what is right and what is wrong.
第三个当时候的罪就是第十八节到第二十一节的。
The third mistake is found in verse 18 to 21.
他们这里就是以恶报恶。
And that is they have a repaid evil with evil.
个人都是残忍相对待。
And they treated each other with cruelty.
所以你看第二十节呢，有人右边抢夺，能受饥饿。
So、
左边吞吃能不饱足
20, and he shall snatch on the right hand and be hungry. He shall devour on the left hand and not be satisfied.
然后个人吃自己膀臂上的肉
And every man shall eat the flesh of his own arm.
那表示说他们是兄弟自相残杀
And that is the brothers were killing one another.
这是为什么二十一节说马拿西吞吃以法莲，以法莲吞吃马拿西
This is why 21 says Manasseh shall devour Ephraim and Ephraim Manasseh.
然后再来攻击犹大
And together they shall be against Judah.
那其实他们本来都是大卫的子孙
Originally, they were all the descendants of David.
都是属神的
And they all belong to God.
结果最后变成互相残杀，以恶代恶
But in the end, they murdered one another and repaid evil with evil.
那这个就是引发神的怒气
And this is what aroused the anger of God.
然后第四个
And the fourth mistake
就是第十章第一节到第四节的
This is recorded in chapter 10, verse 1 to 4.
是不公义欺压的罪
and that is untrenchousness and the mistake and the sin of oppression.
那这些人是做假见证的
and they also bore false witness.
你看这里讲到两种人，两种罪人。
And here speaks of two types of sinners.
立不义是立法的。
And
第一节
those who decree unrighteousness.
然后第二个就是嫉妒奸诈叛女的。
And those
那个 right 那个
oh those who write misfortune.
所以你看这里也讲的罪，你立法有错误啊，这个。立法立的人如果是错的，跟那个嫉妒人都一同有份了、
啊。And so whoever decree unrighteous decrees and who write misfortunes are all sinners.
然后就记载，神就记载了两种刑罚。
And God has written down two punishments.
这个刑罚就是他们被掳。
And that is when they will be taken captive.
然后他们被杀。
And they shall be killed.
所以第四节那里说，他们只得屈身在被掳人以下。扑倒在被杀的人以下。
Verse 4 says, "Without me, they shall bow down among the prisoners, and they shall fall among the slain."
这就提到了，你看神当初罪为什么要兴起亚述啊，手里拿他恼恨的杖的原因。
And this leads back to the reason, the sole reason why God raises rod of Assyria.
但是这根杖，这个亚述呢，他却是非常的残忍，很骄傲。
However, this rod of Assyria is one that is prideful and very cruel.
神给他的打发他给他的吩咐是这样子的
And this is the instruction of God.
请他去攻击亵渎的民、啊、他恼怒的百姓
And that God is to send him against an ungodly nation against my people of my wrath.
然后呢是可以抢夺财物了
And that they may seize the spoil and take the prey.
把他们践踏就是 这个让他们受苦。
And to tread them down so that they may suffer.
哦，所以并不是要把他们杀光光，然后把他们全部毁灭的。
So the Assyrians was not to kill all of them and to demolish the entire nation.
只是教训一下而已啦。
Rather just to teach them a lesson.
但是第七节，他不是这样想的。
But in verse 7, Assyria did not think this way.
他心里面想要毁灭，要剪除不少的国。
But it is in his heart to destroy and to cut off not a few nations.
哦，然后第七节。第八节开始就是他那个，他就凭他过去的这个战功哦，来夸口说他有多厉害了。
And so starting from verse 8, Assyria brags or boasts about all the victories, all the wars they have won.
他第八节说他的臣仆不是都是王吗
？And for he says, are not my princes altogether kings?
从第九节这里，加勒挪、加基米斯、哈马、雅尔巴这几个地名。都是从两河流域，从伯拉大河那一带的几个城市代表，他一路从伯拉大河这样攻到以色列地的。
And so starting from verse 9 mentions all the cities that they have conquered, starting from the two rivers of Tigris and Euphrates all the way down to the land of Israel.
哦，到以色列地的时候，就以撒玛利亚为代表了。
And so in the land of Israel, Samaria was the city.
然后他就想说，
yeah, taken.
我怎么带撒玛利亚跟其中的偶像？我岂不照样带耶路撒冷和其中的偶像吗？
And so as my hand have found the kingdoms of the idols who carve images excel those Jerusalem and Samaria.
然后第十二节。
And verse 12.
主在锡安山和耶路撒冷成就他一切工作的时候，主说：“我必罚亚述王自大的心和他高傲眼目的荣耀。”
And 12. Therefore it shall come to pass when the Lord has performed all his work on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem that he will say, I will punish the fruit of the arrogant heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his haughty looks.
这里就是神。现在神讲的说，这个亚述非常的高傲自大。
So here God says that Assyria is prideful and haughty.
我要处罚他。
I will punish him.
那他是怎么样高傲自大的
？So how is Assyria prideful and arrogant?
从十三节十四节，你就看到一连串的我怎么样，我怎么样，
yes,
我的什么
？You can see from verse 13 to 14 a series of I did this, I have done this.
你看我所成就的事情，靠我手的能力。
And by the strength of my hand, I have done it.
靠我的智慧。
And by my wisdom,
我有聪明
for I am prudent.
我有能力可以挪移列国的地界
Also, I have removed the boundaries of the people.
你看，我可以抢夺他们所有的财宝
and have robbed their treasuries.
我像勇士，哦，使做宝座的降为卑
and I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man.
我的手可以过到列国的财宝
and my hand had found like a nest of riches of the people.
我得了全地
and one has gathered eggs that are left.
他就讲到说，通通都是我好厉害
and so see how great I am. I have done all these things.
然后之后第十五节，这个就是这个主所说的这个比喻了。
And so starting 15 is a parable that the Lord spoke of.
主人跟用这个斧头的，跟那个用锯子的比喻。
Yeah, it's a parable between the master using the axe and.
所以神是那个用斧头的、用锯子的人。
And God is the master who uses the axe.
然后这个亚述其实只是那一根斧头跟那一根锯子而已。
And instead, Assyria is only the axe and the saw.
但是他现在忘记他是谁了，他反过来跟他说：“哇，我好厉害，我好厉害。”
But in return, the axe and the saw have forgotten who they are, and they boast about how great they are.
然后第十六节开始就是神所说的这个亚述的结局。
Starting from 16, speaks of the ending and the result to Assyria.
哦，他的肥壮要变成虚弱。
And,
第十六节说，我必使亚述王的肥壮人变成瘦肉的。
And 16 says, therefore the Lord of hosts will send the leanness among his fat ones.
他的荣华就会像火被火焚烧一样烧光光。
And under his glory, he will kindle a burning like a burning.
像烧掉这个荆棘一样，把它烧焚毁。
And like the burning of a fire.
然后第十七节特别提到说，神像火焰一样。
And 17 says, God is like a fire.
神像火焰。第十七节说，以色列的光必如火，他的圣者必如火焰。在一日之间，把亚述王的荆棘和吉藜焚烧尽尽。
17. So the light of Israel will be for a fire, and his holy one for a flame. It will burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day.
神的这个烈火啊，像烈火一样，他说对以色列人来说，这是一个希望，就是像光一样照亮他们。啊，他们现在得到神的保护，会得到神的保护的。
And the consuming fire of God is like a beacon of hope to the Israelites that they will once again receive protection from God.
但是对亚述就是像那个烈火一样把他们烧光光的。
But to Assyria it is like a consuming fire that will burn them up.
然后第十八节说，把他的树林和肥田的荣耀全都烧尽了。
18. And will consume the glory of his forests and his fruitful field.
然后第十九节说，林中剩下的树很稀少，就是孩童也能够写其数。
And 19, then the rest of the trees of Israel will be so few in number that a child may write them.
表示说没有几根了。
That there is only a few left.
小孩子都知道那个数目多少了。
Even a little child can count them.
那表示说这个亚述的结局是很凄惨的。
So you can see Assyria will have a very pitiful ending.
然后第二十节到三十四节，其实都在讲这个最后神用了这个刑罚的杖以后的结果。
Verse 20 to 34 records the ending to God's using of this rod.
神最后是要让百姓回转。
God's ultimate purpose is for the people to return to Him.
他们如果懂得归向神，那神的怒气消去，他们就可以得到神额外的祝福。
Once they know how to turn back to God and the wrath of God ceases, then they will receive this the blessing.
然后神要把他们的那个重担、那个轭把它拿开了。
God will also take away that yoke of burdens.
所以第二十七节说。
27 says,
到那日亚述王的重担必离开你的肩头，他的轭必离开你的颈项，那轭也必因肥壮的缘故撑断。
It shall come to pass in that day that this burden, that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil.
那这个轭必因肥壮的缘故撑断，是因为那个以色列变肥壮了，变强壮了以后，那个轭就把它撑开、撑断了，这个意思。
And the yoke will be destroyed because after Israel receives a blessing, they will be fattened and they will be able to break off this yoke.
那是因为从神来的祝福，就是那个 anointing， 就是神所膏的啊，因为身上有神的恩典，所以他们就有力量来挣断那个轭。
And it's because of the anointing oil of blessings from God that they will have the strength to break off this yoke.
然后第二十八节以后这一段呢，就在讲这个神的这个刑杖最后把会被折断。
And 28 and onward speaks about how this rod of punishment from God will be broken.
就是亚述最终还是会被神击打。
That ultimately Assyria will be struck by God.
所以第三十三节说，看啊，主万军的神以惊吓削去树枝，长高的必被砍下，长高大的必被伐倒。
And 33, behold the Lord of hosts will lop off the bow with terror. Those on high stature will be hewn down, and the haughty will be humbled.
第三十四节说，稠密的树林他要用铁器砍下，黎巴嫩的树木必被大能者伐倒。
34, he will cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon will fall by the mighty one.
这里讲的高大的、长高的、稠密的，这个都是代表当那时候的亚述。
And so the thickets of the forest represent Assyria.
那神这个大能者要把它击倒。
God the mighty one will strike it down.
所以最后这一根神恼恨的杖，最后就被折断了。
In the end, this wrath of God, which is a wrath of rod, will be broken.
为什么？
And why is that?
它本来是神所重用的。
Originally, it was a rod greatly used by God.
要让神的百姓回转而已啊。
So that the people of God may return to Him.
可是当他手里拿着神恼怒的杖的时候，他忘了他是谁。
But when Assyria holds the wrath of the rod from God, he had forgotten who he is.
结果他没有得到神使用他的时候，神所要给他的福气。
And so he did not receive the blessing of when God had used him.
反而被毁灭了。
Instead, he received destruction.
那从这个整个过程来说，亚述真的很可惜。
From this process, we can say Assyria was quite pitiful.
那所以现在我们在想说，今天如果我们是被神所用的人
，Therefore, we can think to ourselves today if we are the one used by God.
我们如果手里面拿着神给我们的杖
，If we hold the staff from God,
那我们一定要小心，不要重蹈亚述的错误。
Then we must be careful and not to commit the same mistake that Assyria did.
所以今天神给我们每一个人都有恩赐了。
Today, God has granted each one of us different talents.
神可能给我们也都有使命的。
Perhaps God has entrusted us with different commissions.
今天我们其实我们在座弟兄姐妹，我们每个人可能都神给我们不同的工作去完成。
And for all of us seated here today, maybe God has given us different tasks to accomplish.
如果今天我们是圣职人员，神给我们一个属灵的权柄。
Today, if we're ministers and God has given us a spiritual authority,
是要带领整个教会走在这个神的真理上的。
We're to lead the entire church to walk on the truth and path of God.
今天如果我们是教会的负责人
，Today we are the council members of the church.
我们是被神所选立出来要服事的。
We're elected by God to serve.
我们就好像神给了一根 杖一样。
Just as God has given us a staff.
所以我们在教会里面可以做决定，可以做这样的决定，或者是另外一项的决定。
Therefore, today in the church, we have the authority to make this decision or that decision.
我们可能是团契的负责人。
We may be the coordinator to a fellowship.
我们也可以决定这个钱要怎么用。
We may decide how to deal with this budget.
既然拿去吃喝玩乐。或者是我们要拿来去敬拜神，跟我们的信仰有关系的。
Whether to use it in drinking or having fun, or to use it in a fellowship which benefits a brother and glorifies God.
因为既然被选立做负责人，就是有他授予的权利，可以去使用，在这个范围里面，被允许范围里面，他可以做决定，做这件事或做另外一件事。
Since we're elected as a council members, we're given or entrusted this authority, which we may act within a certain boundary.
我们可能是。中国教育的教员
Today, perhaps we are religious education teachers.
我们也是被授予权柄去管教这些孩子
We have also been entrusted with the task and the power to educate our children.
我们也可以用我们自己的方法管教他们服服帖帖
We may discipline them using our own way so they may listen to us.
或者是我们用神的原则让他们真的很敬畏神而且在来教会的时候会很喜乐
Or we may teach them with the principles of God so they may find joy in coming to church to worship God.
那我们如果是做家长的
Today, as a parent,
我们更是被神授予手中拿着杖
And even more, we are entrusted with the rod of God.
我们这个杖可以用来管教我们的儿女
We may use a rod to discipline our children.
那这个杖我们可以把它用到让孩子走在神的路上，也可以，也可能用到让孩子就离开神了。
And today we may use this rod to allow our children to walk on the path of God, or we may use it so that our child may possibly turn away from God.
就看我们怎么用神给我们的这根杖。
It all depends on how we utilize this rod given by God.
所以当我们手里拿着神的杖的时候
，So today when we hold the rod of God in our hands,
我们一定要注意几件很重要的事。
We must be mindful of a few things.
第一个就是亚述王他所说的，他心里面啊，第十二节，神说他是自大的心跟高傲眼目的荣耀。
And first of all, we must be mindful of what Assyria said that he is of arrogance and pride.
你看，神是用亚述来处罚他的选民百姓是高傲自大的吗
？God had used Assyria to punish the people of Israelites, yet Assyria was prideful and arrogant.
因为第九章的第九节就是当时候的百姓以法莲撒玛利亚居民都是骄傲自大的。
And because in chapter 9 verse 9, at that time, Ephraimites and the people of Samaria, they were all prideful and arrogant as well.
神兴起亚述来打他们。
So God had raised the nation of Assyria to strike against them.
但是这个被兴起的也是一样骄傲。
But the one who was risen was also proud in heart.
啊，最后神也是把他修理，然后把他折断。
In the end, God also punished him and also broke him in half.
我们就看到说这个骄傲自大有多危险。
So we can see the danger of pride and arrogance.
但是人却又很喜欢。
And but yet this is a weakness of man.
因为当一个人有掌握权力的时候
，So when a person holds authority or power,
就发现说这个权力很好用。
And we may discover that this is very useful.
如果是被神授权的
，And if we're entrusted with authority from God,
喊打就打。
Yeah, so if we want to take action, we want to do something, then we'll do it.
但是打完之后呢
？But what happens after we do it?
神反过来就要把你弯一下了。
And in return, God may turn around and break you in half.
如果太过分了，就被折断了。
And if you carry out your power too harshly, then you'll be broken in half.
亚述就是这样子。
And this is what happened to Assyria.
最后神把它折断。
In the end, God broke it in half.
那所以我们要，当我们手上拿着这个神的杖的时候，我们一定要了解我们是谁。
In a time when we hold the rod of God, we must first understand who we are.
所以圣经常常说我是谁，把摩西说我是谁。
Therefore, like many figures in the Bible say, Moses asked, "Who am I?"
我只是个牧羊人，我什么都不会。
I'm only a shepherd. I know of nothing.
我怎么有办法去见这个法老王
？I said that I can lead the people to. How can I go to meet Pharaoh?
你看那个以赛亚，他看到那个神的异象之后，他发现他是谁？他怎么有资格去传讲神的话语
？In the same way, when Isaiah saw the vision, he uttered to himself, "Who am I that he may go to proclaim the words of God?"
因为他说他是一个罪人，因为他是嘴唇不干净的人。
He said he's a sinner and he's the one with filthy lips.
所以他就很谨慎，他知道他是谁。
So he knew who he was.
但是当他们有这种谦卑的心的时候，神反过来重用他们。
When they had the heart of humility in return, God will turn around and use them greatly.
所以今天我们如果手里拿着神的杖，我们一定要非常小心。
Today, when we hold the rod of God in our hand, we must be extra careful.
战战兢兢。
That we must have a fearful heart.
这是第一个从亚述王他的例子里面所得到的我们的教训。
And this is the first lesson we can learn from the example of Assyria.
所以对我们做父母亲来说
，So today for the parents,
我们了解我们的角色。
We must know the role that we play.
孩子是神的
，And that children belongs to God.
我们今天要用神的 方式来管教他们。
Today we must discipline them according to the principles of God.
既然是神赐的产业
，and since they are the inheritance given by God，
我们一定要用神给我们的智慧带领他们走在神的路上。
Then we must utilize the wisdom given by God to lead them to walk on the right path，
而不是用我们人的意识。反过来，有时候会把孩子 推到教会外面去。
And not to use the will and thoughts of men, in return, we might push our children away, away from God.
所以我们在教导孩子的时候，我们一定要很小心。
So we must be extra careful when teaching our children.
要确定他们能够对神的存在以及神的道理没有怀疑。
And so that to make sure that our children have absolutely no doubt about the existence of God.
那我们这根杖是用的合宜，那我们一定得到神的祝福。
And when we use this rod appropriately, in a suitable manner, then we shall be blessed by God.
那第二个。要了解神的杖让人拿在手里面的用意在哪里。
Secondly, we must come to understand the purpose in which God had entrusted us the rod.
因为今天亚述神用他们，重点是要让百姓归回啊。
Today, God used Assyria so that the Israelites may turn back to Him.
不是要把它毁灭的。
The purpose was not for Assyria to destroy them completely.
所以神授权的范围是。可以抢夺他们的财物，但是不可以把他们杀死。
Therefore, the boundary of this entrustment is so that they can rob them or to oppress them, but not to kill them.
可以践踏，但是不可以把他杀戮。
They may tread them, but not to kill them.
你看，我们一个人被践踏哦，就是被羞辱嘛，对不对
？Today you have been treaded on, that means you have been
humiliated. 但是被践踏通常也不会死啊。
But being treaded on doesn't mean you die.
当然，如果一直是踩踏也会死，不一定了。但是通常，如果只是践踏了，结果神的用意是要让百姓可以了解他们现在。神对他们生气，所以他们应该回转。
The purpose of God was only for the Israelites to understand, so that they may repent and turn back to God.
所以我们已经读到第十章那里，神目的就是要百姓归回。
Up until chapter 10, we learn of the purpose of God is so that Israelites may turn back to Him.
第十章二十二节说：“以色列啊，你的百姓虽堕入海沙，唯有剩下的归回。原来毁灭的事已定，必有公义施行，如水仗义。
In chapter 10, verse 22, for though your people, O Israel, be as the sand of the sea, the remnant, a remnant of them will return, the destruction decree shall overflow with righteousness.
第二十四节说，所以主万军的神这样说，住锡安，我的百姓啊，亚述王虽然用棍击打你，又照埃及的样子举杖攻击你，你却不要害怕。
24, therefore thus says the Lord God of hosts, O my people who dwell in Zion, do not be afraid of the Assyrian. He shall strike you with a rod and lift up his staff against you in the manner of Egypt.
神本来的意思就是要让他们，要让亚述王打他们，打一打提醒一下而已啊。
The original intent of God was for Assyria to lift up its rod and strike against them.
可是亚述他就误用了神的这个授权。
However, Assyria had gone overboard and misused this authority given by God.
他就是不去想神为什么要给他这个权柄。
Assyria did not think about why God had given him this authority.
一心想要毁灭。
He only had the intent of destroying Israel.
想要做王。
To reign as the only king.
最后他就死亡。
Ultimately, he suffered death.
所以我们一定要了解今天神授权给我们这个权柄，让我们去执行他的工作，神的用意在哪里。
Today, we must understand the purpose and the reason why God entrusted us with this rod.
就好像今天我们如果被授权做一个团契的负责人。
Just as today, if God had allowed us to become a coordinator of a fellowship.
我们了解神让我们带领这个团契目的在哪里。
We must understand the purpose in which God wants us to lead this fellowship.
只是联络感情吗？
Is it just to know each other better?
还是说要让我们真的一起在这个神的道理上一起成长，一起扎根，一起服事。
Or is it one that we may truly grow together and bear root in the truth of God?
所以神为什么让我们有弟兄姐妹来做一个中华教育的班级的班护者？
Yeah, so is it that today God has allowed certain brothers or sisters to become the head teacher of our RE class?
做班护者是要带领整个班级、家长、老师、学生一起来追求道理。
And so becoming a head teacher means you have to lead the entire class of teachers and the parents to come to know the truth of God together.
神的用意是让我们每一个人在道理上能够扎根，然后每一个人同步成长的同时，我们越来越明白真理，弟兄姐妹之间一定的关系越来越和谐。
And so the intent and the will of God so everyone may grow together in the truth of God and may everyone may grow together in harmony.
所以我们一定要回到神给我们这个。杖在手上的时候，它的用意在哪里？我们一定要了解。
Therefore, we must turn back and understand the reason and purpose why God entrusted us with this rod.
然后第三点。
And thirdly,
就要完全顺服神，遵照神的吩咐。
And that is to completely submit to the will and instruction of God.
我们不能够用人的意识去更改神的诫命跟神的吩咐。
We cannot change the instruction and commandment of God by human will.
也就是说，要尊神为圣。
And that is, we must deem God as most holy.
因为亚伦的例子，亚伦跟摩西的例子给我们最大的提醒。
And the example of Aaron and Moses serve as the greatest example for us.
我们现在看来看这个例子，看啊，民数记二十章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 20.
民数记二十章就记载为什么摩西、亚伦他们拿着神的杖，最后不能进迦南地。
Numbers chapter 20 records a reason, the story as to why Moses and Aaron, holding the rod of God, are unable to enter into the land of Canaan.
第二十章讲在米利巴啊，摩西拿着神的杖。拿着那根杖了哈，那根杖击打磐石出水，
yes.
百姓他们是有水喝，但是摩西受亏损了。
And so in verse chapter 20 says how Moses at this place called Meribah struck the rock with a staff.
当时百姓向摩西争闹。
So at the time the people grumbled against Moses.
那摩西、亚伦他们没有办法，他们只好去找神了。
So having no choice, Aaron and Moses sought after God.
第六节说，他们离开会众。到会幕门口俯伏在地，神的荣光向他们显现。
Verse 6, so Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and they fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them.
第七节，神就晓谕摩西说。
7, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying.
第八节，你拿着杖去了，和你的哥哥亚伦召聚会众，在他们眼前吩咐磐石发出水来，水就从磐石流出。给会众和他们的牲畜喝。
Verse 8, take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together, speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock, and give drink to the congregation and their animals.
然后九节就说，摩西就照神所吩咐的，从神面前取了杖去了。
Verse 9, so Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him.
那这一根杖是放在神面前，是哪一根杖？
So what was this rod that was placed before God's presence?
这一根杖应该是第十七章，民数记十七章那里可拉拉党的事件之后，那个亚伦发芽的杖。
And so this rod should be the rod, the budding rod, of Aaron.
哦，第十七章。
In Numbers chapter 17.
可拉党他们在叛变的时候啊。
And after the incident of the rebellion of Korah.
我们现在看十七章的第八节。
Let's read chapter 17, verse 8.
每一个支派都那个族长的杖都拿去放在约柜前了。
And so each of the rod from the leaders of the tribes placed their rod before the covenant, the ark of covenant.
第八节说，第二天摩西进去法柜的帐幕，进法柜的帐幕去，谁知道利未族亚伦的杖已经发了芽。生了花苞，开了花，又结了熟杏。
And verse 8, now it came to pass on the next day that Moses went into a tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron of the house of Levi has sprouted and put forth buds and produced blossoms and yielded ripe almonds.
跳过去看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
神就吩咐摩西说，把亚伦的杖还放在法柜前，给这个悖逆之子留作记号，这样就使他们向我发的怨言止息，免得他们死亡。
And the Lord said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony to be kept as a sign against the rebels that you may put their complaints away from me, lest they die.
所以这根亚伦发芽的杖就放在法柜前了。
So the budded rod of Aaron was placed before the testimony.
现在神吩咐摩西、亚伦说，你去把那根杖拿来，然后带着去，然后在百姓面前。吩咐磐石出水。
Now the Lord instructed Aaron and Moses to take the rod and go before the rock and instruct the rock, speak to the rock so it may yield its water.
好了，到第二十章的第十节，摩西就带去了。
So chapter 20 verse 10.
然后他就在百姓面前讲了急躁的话。
So before the people, he spoke rash words.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
摩西就举手用杖击打磐石两下。
Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice.
第十二节。
With his rod.
神就对摩西、亚伦说了，因为你们不信我，不在以色列人眼前尊我为圣，所以你们必不得领这会众进我所赐给他们的地去。
Verse 12. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe in me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly unto the land which I have given them.
你看这根杖。拿在手上，神是要给他做记号的。
And so this rod holding in their hand was only to serve as a sign.
因为他们是被神授权，这个就是神所拣选的记号。
For they were given the authority by God, and that rod serves as a sign.
所以有这个神的权柄在手上以后，只要吩咐磐石出水就好。
And with the authority of God, this rod in their hand, all they needed to do was to command the rock.
可是摩西就很自然的照着他以前的经验，就拿起来就敲了两下。
But Moses had done according to what he had always done in the past. He struck the rock twice.
这件事情看起来好像很简单。
Even though it seemed like a very ordinary thing.
但是神所 神所下的判语是说他们不信神，你们不信我。
But the verdict which God had given is that you did not believe in me.
所以这个权柄，神给他的这个杖，要能够发生功效，其实只要相信神的话就对了。
And so the effectiveness of the rod only they had to, only relies on them believing in God.
不可以去按照自己的经验把它修改。
And they cannot change anything according to their own experiences.
因为当他把它修改之后，就是在没有在神眼前尊神为圣。
Because once they change it, then they have not hallowed God before the eyes of the children.
也就是说夺取了神的荣耀。
And that is, they have taken away the glory of God.
那最后他的惩罚就是进不了迦南地。
Ultimately, their punishment is that they may not enter into the land of Canaan.
那这个对当时摩西亚伦来说是一个非常大的惩罚。
And speaking for Moses and Aaron, that was a very severe punishment.
你看后来摩西他跟神求啊，拜托让我进去一下。
You can see how in the end, how Moses pleaded to God.
神就说不要再讲了。
But God said, enough.
所以我们就知道说神他的杖给我们手上的时候，我们一定要很注意，完全顺服神的吩咐，要谨记神说什么就做什么。
Therefore, when we hold the hand of God, we must be very mindful and listen and obey God completely.
不能够用我们自己的经验、我们的意识去把它做修正。
And we cannot make any revisions according to our own will or our own experiences.
因为最后我们一定会受亏损。
Because in the end, we are the one who will suffer loss.
都不要拿杖，反正还没事。
And it was already, if they had not held the rod, then they would be fine.
所以今天谁是有福的？
So today, who are those who are blessed?
那个真正遵守神吩咐的人是有福的。
And there are those who truly worship, obey the words of God.
谁是可以进神的国的？
And who are those who may enter into His kingdom?
不是那个做工的人。
And it's not those who work.
是那个真正能够遵行天父旨意的人。
But those who truly can, submit to the will of the Heavenly Father.
不是因为这个人能够做多少工作，才有资格进神的国度。
It's not because of the amount of work this person has done that they're qualified to enter into Heavenly Kingdom.
而是我们真的遵照神的吩咐，完全顺服神，然后照神的旨意生活的人。
But truly those who live and abide according to the commands of God.
所以从这一章里面，希望我们每一个人都能够学到属灵的教训。
Therefore, hope that we may all learn some spiritual teachings from this chapter.
让我们每一个人都善用神所给我们的权柄，
that we may well utilize authority given to us by God.
我们都能够明白神的用意，
that we may understand His will.
也能够去完全的顺服神的旨意，
that we may also submit completely to His will.
在服侍神的工作上，绝对不能够凭自己的经验，
that in the work of servitude, we may never use our own experiences.
而是要以神的诫命命令为依归，
and rather to rely solely on the principles and commands of God.
那在这个杖在我们手上，不但能够发挥功用，而且我们用杖的人也能够得到神的祝福。
And not only will the rod have its full effectiveness, those who are with us may also be blessed.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们。
So may our Lord Jesus guide us.
今天晚上查考到这里，一起来唱诗120首。
And sing him together 120.